Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Just in the last few minutes, we're seeing on Reuters that Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba are to meet in Antalya in Turkey on Thursday, according to the Turkish Foreign Minister. And today, a Ukrainian presidential adviser has said new talks with Russia will start at 4 p.m. Kyiv time. That's 2 o'clock this afternoon, Irish time. Let's hope that we're moving towards a solution, although that may be overly optimistic. Let's check in on the humanitarian effort now, because Cork Penny Dinners and a group of volunteers will this week travel to Ukraine as part of a humanitarian convoy bringing essential supplies to the war-torn country. Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners is on the line now. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Claire.
So you yourself are going to go to Ukraine, is that right?
Yes, I'm going to go. It's a personal thing for me, so I'm going. A couple of the lads here from Cork City Missing Persons Search and Recovery, they were chatting, they chatted to me, and now we're all going. And we have 5 full vans, you know, with about 13 or 14 ton of aid going out there.
And what's in the vans, Katrina?
Well, we have medical aid, so we would have first aid, and we'd have hospital aid. And just because you have to differentiate between the two, no point in giving somebody a plaster when the hospital, you know, their field hospitals. So we're getting word in for the Redemptorists, because we're meeting with them in a place called Tarnów in Poland, and they're going to take us through. And we're going to, so we have medical aid, we have warm clothing, we have a lot of stuff for babies and children, like warm stuff to keep them warm, thermals and stuff. And we have food as well.
And you mentioned,
we just got,
sorry to interrupt you, but you did mention that this is personal for you, Katrina. Will you explain why that is so?
Well, you know, my mother went to Bosnia, and she was out there about 50 times during the war taking aid. And of course, we saw all of that at home. We grew up with it. We had to collect for it, and she took it out, mostly medical stuff that was so badly needed. So her and her friend Sandra were forever in and out. And at that time, they were travelled by Aer Lingus, and they were very kind to them. You know, there was no charge for baggage. They could bring what they want. So the more they had, the better for them, and there was never any problem. So we see them, what they were doing, and the hard work, and then going out there and finding out what was needed, coming back, getting it, and going back out with that. So that's our plan. Mm-hmm. We're going to go for it. We just got a call in earlier this morning for more food, because they're starving. Some places the food isn't getting to, there's been no drops there. So we got that call in from the Redemptorists this morning. We've also got a call from the Redemptorists in the last 20 minutes. Tents are badly needed, and power banks and flashlights and batteries.
And are you asking for people now, Katrina, to drop those things off to you before you go?
Exactly. We're at the visitor centre here in the North Cathedral. The bishop's kind of rallied around us. Bishop, our own bishop here in the parish, he made the church available to us, which is absolutely brilliant. And then Bishop Colton, he's after paying for the 5 vans to get out on Stena Line, which is fantastic. So people have been really generous. They're coming to us with everything that we need. Okay. But tents are in short supply around the place. We've been around looking for them, and we're only getting ones and twos here.
Okay, so tents, that's what you need.
The appeal out for the tents.
And when are you going, Katrina? Needed. How long have you got before you go?
We're going tomorrow. We're leaving Cork at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Now our plan is, when we get there, we're going over to Cherbourg, down to Belgium, Germany, into Poland, a place called Tarnów. We'll be met there by the Redemptorists. When we unload the aid that we're travelling, that we're bringing with us, we're going to go back out over the border into Little Araldi, fill up with food, and back in again.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll keep in touch with you, Katrina, on that big
Brilliant.
Journey that you have coming up. But the main
Thank
message
you.
I know you want to get out is that you need tents before you go at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and power banks, if people have them too, and food. So Katrina is there at Cork Penny Dinners, getting the last stuff into the vans before they head off tomorrow. And Katrina, we will keep in touch with you, and the best of luck to you on your trip.
Thanks, Claire. Thanks
Look after
so much.
Yourself.
Thanks for that.
Now, coming up
Thank
after
you.
The break, we'll be joined by Dr. David Coleman. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.